United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, of course we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster on the wall there, and adoption of agenda. There's not anything that needs to be switched around, is there? Okay, well I'd move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
Aaron moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Toby seconds. Aaron.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea. Yes. Dexter.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Okay. One past audience communications services report. Was there anything that needed reported from the services? Okay.
More should be in any time. Nothing new.
I guess backing up a minute, do we need to swear in Vicky before we get started?
Yeah. She can read it to herself, or you can swear her in. I don't. How do we do that?
I just read it to myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Any reports from workshops or committee meetings?
As I said in the email to you, Cheyenne and I went to a technology meeting this last week in Kearney. It was a lot of Google Docs, Google Drive, Google Email, Google Keep. Just about anything Google makes is exposed there. I think we're getting there. Probably everybody else is ahead of me in the district, but anyway, the tech people are really helping. Anybody who has questions, who want to learn something additional, they're there to help. So I don't know how far we are in the Google Docs area for boardsmanship, but if we get there, we'll get trained. We've got some training coming up in the end of July or January in ESU's 15. It's a boardmanship training every January. Another teacher and I, Leah Olson, and I have a Check for Learning conference next week. I have a security and safety meeting I want to go to this week just to stay on the upside of security. Small towns are not really susceptible. I don't want to be unprepared. And Tony and I, at the end of the month, are going to a community improvement meeting in Kearney as well. So, I'm not big on meetings, but you got to do them.
Okay.
We did meet with the Maywood.
Oh, yeah.
Their little group, just to basically see how things were going. I think it was just all pretty positive.
Any real big problems or anything? Everybody seemed like from the people they've heard from at Maywood, we're all pretty happy with how things have been going. I know I've heard a lot of good things from people here, so.
Negotiations committee will have to try to figure out how to do our training.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yep. They'd like for us to meet, but
maybe we can meet right after tonight, or just real quick and see if we can.
Real quick, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't take very long.
Okay.
Yeah, and I went to the workshop in North Platte last week. Was that last week? And just, there was only two sessions, and one of them was on the negotiation software, so I'm kind of sort of familiar with that now. And then I went to the other one that was just the open forum of the questions, and there was a couple of things that were brought up that I've emailed Phil about, but nothing. Yeah, that was about it.
Tony, anything you want to talk about?
I just got a couple things. Just one on the, we had the attendance incentive program that we had in the junior, senior high. We had 25 kids receive awards that got, we'll get dinner up at Bulls, and 23 in the elementary. So what's that? It's over 50% in both of them. So is it working? I don't know yet. We'll see. But some of the kids that, I think what is, what's helped as much as anything was not letting them have open campus once they get over five. So that also sort of a negative, I guess, disincentive has helped. So we'll see. I think it'll tell us more down the road. So
yeah, you're not going to know until down the road, yeah. A little on that.
And then the co-op committee, like Tobin mentioned, then one thing I think we're going to have to at least think about in the near future is whether or not we want sixth graders to play football next year. I know we had talked a little bit about it after the co-op meeting, because this year we had, we played a junior high football game the other night, and it was 65-6. We started out with, we were on the wrong side, started out with eight guys after injuries. Another guy got hurt, and we had a couple of boys that aren't very, you know, we're not great, but point being, we are thin. If we don't have sixth graders play next year, then we're back to that where we don't have enough kids. I think I'd have six, and that's not enough to play football. The downside, you know, in the past, we've had the kids go to Wallace to play before I got here, and the last year we did. The downside of that is those kids miss so much school, and I think too much, and we think it's too much to miss school. We're in catch 22, you know, and again, when we have eighth grade kids playing against sixth grade, that's a big discrepancy in football. Basketball, I have any problem with it. Football, I don't know. And so we're going to need to think about it, because it's going to be every other year. Next year we'd be okay. We could do it. I think I come up with 11 boys or something. If they all play, it's 11 or 13. I'm thinking it'll be closer to 10 or 9, which puts us back similar to this year. You know, and then we say, do we just practice with these kids and maybe pick up a scrimmage here or there so our kids don't miss school, where we send them off to Wallace if Wallace would take them back, or wherever. I think we're really going to have to look at it. I really hate our kids missing as much school, because, you know, when we can give them maybe the fundamentals of football here as opposed to playing a bunch of games. There's, I don't know. But I think we need to start thinking about it, because if we're going to go ahead with this to have football, I'm going to have to start trying to get a schedule the next month or so. So maybe by the next board, maybe we can. I don't know if we want to vote yet, or, but I need to know if I should start getting scheduled. And even that, I would want to tell everybody this would be sort of like a B team, because we're going to be really little again with five. I got six boys in sixth grade. Or six boys in fifth grade that'll be in sixth.
I saw national statistics that in the last 10 years, 25% fewer boys are running for football than they did 10 years ago. So it appears as though losing is.
You might send out a letter to the people, the parents of the.
How would you want me to word that? Because I thought, you know, we talked a little bit. I'm trying to figure out how we do this. Would it be, if your son is interested, we're thinking about it, or I know you're probably right.
Something like that.
Okay.
You know, we might give people's opinion.
Yeah, I just solicit input.
Okay.
You know, if somebody feels pretty dramatically one way or the other, you know, to me, I guess anybody else can obviously speak up, but if we're going to have sixth graders play, I think I'd like to probably see it have sixth graders play every year as opposed to years when we absolutely have to have them.
I would agree. I agree. It almost has to be like a policy, so to speak. Now, Maywood had 6 graders playing, and they had 18 kids, but they were, I mean, I'm looking at some of their big kids, and I think, wow, you know. But, yeah, I suppose we just got to figure out a way. They do it. They got 6 graders playing. But keep in mind, they didn't have to play them. And they got to play after the game was out of hand. If we play them, they're going to have to play.
Yeah.
And they will face 8th graders.
I'll work it on an email or a note.
Anyway, that's all I had. I just thought we wanted to bring it up now so we at least can be thinking about it.
Any other comments on that discussion? Okay. Moving on, consent agenda.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Andrea moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Dexter seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Dexter?
Yes.
Okay. Item 6B, we've got the Hayes Center Education Association as the exclusive bargaining agent for the 2017-2018 contract year. Second.
Marion moves to approve the Hayes Center Education Association as the bargaining agent. Aaron seconds. Vicki?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Aaron?
Yes. 6C, approve mileage reimbursement rate for 2015-2016. Means we would already approve 15 and 16. This is 17 and 18.
That's right. So we did approve the 2 year though.
I guess background on the mileage reimbursement, is that just a...
We've used the federal rate? You've had 25 cents a mile regardless of... I'm used to, you might think about this, is that if there's a school vehicle available, you get paid zero. If there's no school vehicle available, then you get paid the full state rate, which is like 56 and a half, which I may look at next year if for you for next year. We to consider that next year. I don't know. I guess they did it, the history on the board, they did it because people were taking their own cars and want to get the full rate when there were school vehicles available. Well, if there's no, I don't want to penalize somebody if there's no school vehicle available, pay them the full rate. It's because gas is expensive. As you know, I think you got reimbursed for the North plan. It probably barely covered your gas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not making a recommendation at this time, but yeah, 25 cents a mile.
So who's going to be in charge of vehicles availability?
Who's in charge of it?
Yeah.
Greg. Everybody fills out a form for a vehicle, and then you're told which vehicle you'll take, but there's no vehicle, and you're told, and you have to drive your own, and then you get paid. I think the full rate is fair.
Yeah, I think so too.
I took mine. I wanted to pick up something at Walmart, so I took my own vehicle. There was a vehicle available, but I didn't feel comfortable taking the school vehicle to Walmart, so I drove mine. But I didn't ask for anything because I figured it was my business. But there was not one available, then I'd be eligible to get reimbursed. But I'm not a big believer in asking for money. But,
Well, I guess, I mean, to me, it's fairly, I mean, yeah, I agree with everything you said there as far as, I mean, it should be full if there's not one available, but at the same time, try to, if we can have Greg somehow keep track of it enough to know who's going where and if there's a vehicle available.
Yeah. So, thank you, Dad. I'm still new, and I thought that's how it worked.
So how do we need to word this then?
Just prove it for now. I'm not recommending any change, but just prove it as presented. It'll go in as a 25 cents a mile. And then we can, I didn't want to spring it on you. I haven't talked to you about it. I like for you to think about things before I ask you to, you know, change.
Well, I move to approve the mileage reimbursement rate of 25 cents per mile for 2015-2016.
Second that.
Aaron moves to approve the mileage reimbursement rate of 25 cents per mile for 2015-2016. Toby seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
60, approved sale of obsolete buses and Suburban.
I don't know which ones they are, but I think Greg has talked through you the process of what's sitting there, and when he got the new Suburban, what was going to be obsolete. I cannot sit here and tell you which bus or which vehicle he's talking about.
What's the process as far as, you know, they get bids, but I mean, are those in the newspaper, I assume, and that's it, or?
Advertise in the newspaper. We'll probably send out, I think there's a listserv you can use.
Okay.
That go to other schools. There was a school, I think, in Haxton, Maine, or Ogallala, one of those two might have been interested in buying it last time. Or he had said that there was some school interest in it, so. And it's probably, you know, the part rate or whatever is not going to be a lot, like $400 or $500 at max. So.
Okay. But
it's mainly just to get them gone.
Yeah. I'd move to approve the sale of the obsolete buses and the obsolete Suburban.
And I'll have him give a report on where we're at.
Okay.
As he gets.
Second.
Aaron moves to approve the sale of obsolete buses and the obsolete Suburban. Dexter seconds. Marion?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Dexter?
Yes.
Approve sale of obsolete equipment. We've got a TV.
Yeah, I guess I had talked to you. I couldn't remember if I said something to you. I don't like to surprise you as much as possible, but some lady approached me staff development day and said that the previous superintendent had told her she could get a TV for next to nothing, and I'm not sure that's how it should work, whether you let people sign up for what they want to buy, or if you have them submit, I would say suggest submit written bids, and then open them at a certain time, and the highest bidders for that equipment get the equipment.
Yeah.
But I guess we have at least one TV, maybe two, I don't know. Yeah, they updated the ITV, or the distance learning class, and it may be one TV, it may be two TVs, or maybe even three or four. So I'd say up to four TVs if you, in your motion, from a force to take bids and approve the highest bid for each excess equipment.
Okay.
I think that's the proper way to do it.
Do you advertise that?
Yeah, newspaper. And probably postings.
Put it on the website last year.
A website, yeah. Postings around town, like you do the meetings.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to be specific with the TVs or just obsolete equipment?
Just the obsolete equipment, and I'll let you know when I get a count of how many it is. How many TVs, or well, I know about the TVs. I'm not planning on anything else.
Somebody second it?
I'll second.
Marion moves to approve the sale of obsolete equipment. Aaron seconds. Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Okay. Any discussion? Correspondence, we had a nice thank you from Wagner Chevy for the purchase of the Suburbans from Jerry Rippon. Appreciate that. And next item would be executive session. To enter into executive session. Do I need to include the reason or a reason?
Mm-hmm. The purpose of superintendent evaluation. Yeah,
for the purpose of the superintendent evaluation.
15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Who seconded it?
Marion.
Aaron moved to enter into executive session for the purpose of the superintendent evaluation. Marion second. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Session at 8:38 p.m.
Second.
All right, what'd you say? Sorry, I was messing with this.
I move to exit executive session at 8:38 p.m.
Thank you.
And Dexter, second.
Aaron moves to exit executive session at 8:38. Dexter seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes, Aaron.
Yes. Okay. I have an
Thank error. You for allowing me to be here. I'm very excited to be here. And my wife really likes, she's met all the teachers and she likes everybody in the community she's run into, so she's happy too.
Good.
Very good. Okay. So moving on then, our next meeting, and I have an error here, our next meeting is when?
Like the 10th, I
think. Night.
Eight. I know it's early.
Night.
Okay. So our next meeting will be November 9th, and we'll go ahead and move it up to 7 p.m. for this next meeting. There's no further discussion. I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 8:40 p.m.
This is the best.